Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. So welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was good to be here. I'm glad we have another opportunity to do this.
We have a podcast and it is fun.
It's fun. And it's nice to do this. It's like all day. I'm looking forward to doing this. Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about avoiding shortcuts.
Yes.
And we have a great little story we're going to share with you, a real life story of somebody who did something quite unique and what happened with that. But Jen's going to open up with a quote.
So this one is author unknown. The bottom line, successful people consistently do what normal people refuse to do. I'll repeat that. The bottom line, successful people consistently do what normal people refuse to do. So I think when I look at that, I think, you know, a lot of times as the normal person, you watch some people succeed over and over and over again. And you think, well, why do they got to go so good? You know, but they're probably working their butts off, or they're probably trying to, you know what I mean? It's not that normal people can't succeed, but you have to make a point of trying. And I think that's kind of how I read this.
Many people with ideas, but it's taking your idea and putting it into action.
Right.
For us, even doing when we started Upcycle Canada, just getting the ball rolling and getting all the things to move and move forward was right. Hard because we're starting from scratch. Yeah. Today we're going to talk about a person who ran a race. Now, this story is pretty unique because she did something that was new for a race. I don't know if it's really been duplicated often since then. Mm-hmm. But it jumps back all the way back to April 21st of 1980.
Right.
So we have Rosie Ruiz, mm-hmm. who entered marathon, and she ran the race. And it's interesting. She started the race like all the other runners at the beginning. The gun goes off. Everybody starts running. Everybody's pacing themselves. It's a long journey. Mm-hmm. So they're all getting their rhythm down as far as they're running. And Rosie had this great idea, she thought, of breaking off of the race, jumping onto public transit, mm-hmm. riding public transit near to the end of the race, getting off of public transit, breaking through the crowd, rejoining the race, and finishing first overall for the women's category.
Yes.
She was not winded. Her heart wasn't racing.
No.
She wasn't tired, sweating.
No.
None of this typical responses to running a long, grueling marathon.
It's not like just a mile or two.
So I can just imagine, fresh off public transit.
Yeah. She comes running across the finish line.
She comes jaunting across the line and she's fine.
Yeah.
The confusion probably for the staff and everyone else around her that she's not winded.
Yeah, it's like, did she piggyback?
But then part two kicks in. Oh my gosh, you have the fastest time in recorded history.
Right.
How?
Yeah.
Wow. And you're not even winded. How? And then they start asking her questions about the race.
Right.
She didn't remember key things that had happened during the race.
Yes.
Which would have happened in and around the time that she would have been running past those things.
Right.
There's more information about it, and we kind of go a little deeper into it with our blog post.
That's right.
We did this back in September.
That's right.
So you can go to our website. You can go to our blog post. You can read a little bit deeper, a little more information about what happened and all that. We just found it curious that somebody would plan this out in advance.
It's such a weird...
So imagine you're the top female runner. You know... You have a pretty good idea that there's no other buddy ahead of you.
No.
So you're first.
Yeah.
So the whole time you're running, you know you're first. And then you cross the finish line and there's another runner there who claimed first. And you don't remember seeing them ever
throughout
during the
entire
race. No. And you're the confusion. Now you're second. You're like, wait a minute. I don't remember seeing them once.
No.
Through all of this.
Yeah.
Right? It must have been really difficult for the runners.
To accept that.
And how can she be so calm, cool, and collected after running this grueling marathon? So the segue for us then to take this and apply it to small business and to life in general is when you run a race and you're going to start a new business, you're going to start a new side hustle, you're going to make something, you're going to be creative, you're starting at the very beginning.
That's right.
Right. So you start the race and your fans, your family, the crowd around you cheers you on as you fumble your way through and run your race.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there for you. They support you. They like, comment, and share. They follow. They listen to your podcast.
That's right.
They read your blog. They buy your product. They tell their friends. And over the years, you hone your craft. You get better at the race. You become a better runner. You become a better business, a better business person. And those people who surround you, support you, and cheer you on, that's part of the race.
That's right.
Now, if you decide to skip all that and take a faster route to get to your end game, the finish line, you miss out on all that cheering, support, building of a fan base.
And community.
And story.
Yeah.
There's no story.
No.
What makes me nervous when I look at people, for example, on social media is when they bypass the traditional building of a community.
Right.
And they, for example, will go buy followers.
Yeah, I know.
That just seems
like a cop-out to some.
I feel as confused looking at somebody buying a follower as the people standing at the finish line seeing somebody skip the race and show up from public transit. There's always going to be an easy way to skip a step or two to get ahead and move past everybody else that are doing something similar to what you're doing. Again, no matter what that is in life, there's always going to be this way of jumping the line. I guess that's how I would imagine standing at this finish line, seeing this runner cross the line and skip all of the hardships.
That's right.
Skip all of the pain, skip all of the inconvenience, skip all of the training and discipline and journey, and just cross the line without even being winded. I would be like, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you diminish my effort with your lack of desire?
Yeah.
Right? I guess that's what it comes down to.
Right.
It's trying to beat the system, find a quick, easy way to get past everybody else and one up everybody.
Yeah.
Right? And there's always going to be a way, no matter what you do, to take that easy route. And I just, my challenge to you and I and to people that are listening is to not always go to the easy way, right? Look for ways that you can grow and learn by doing the race and not skipping over it.
Right. And there's stories to tell in all of that.
Yeah.
Like you have stories through all of that hardships, which make you stronger. And like you said, like looking for ways to challenge yourself. You know, we took a chance on opening the store. That was like our first leap of faith, like jump off. You quit your job to try and, open the store only for a pandemic to happen. And it's like, well, what was the point of that? So we learned, though, which I think we've talked about in the past, is pivoting. And you learn to pivot and learn how to adapt with the circumstances that are in front of you.
Reinvent
yourself.
On the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, with no way to plan that out.
No.
Just, here's the situation, what are you going
to
do with it?
And it's a story, again, to tell. And people have walked with you through it, seen your hardships, and they're encouraged, they encourage us to keep going. And that's the thing. Like, you know, we're ready to give up sometimes because it is difficult. And yet you've got customers coming in thrilled that we're still there and leave encouraging you to like keep going, keep trying, you know, we're here with you. And it's all the stories through it all that keep us going, I think. Yeah.
So if you ever have if you ever go to a vendor event as a vendor and you set up your tent or table at an event, people come up to you and interact with you. One of the questions you can always ask is, Have you heard of us before? Have you heard of my business? No. So now you can tell your story.
That's right.
So that's your elevator pitch, which we talked about.
Yes.
A while ago. Yep. Right? That's your quick little summary so people can hear your story. If you have an event and somebody says, yeah, I heard about you, then ask where.
Yeah.
You know, was it a social media post? Right. Was it through a friend of a friend? And those are the moments where you can refuel yourself.
Right.
Because it is lonely, it's tough, it's hard. But when somebody says that they know of you because of A, B, or C,
right.
Then you're like, wow, for our storefront, people will come in and they use it as a way to get into the store, like a ticket.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hi, I heard you guys on a podcast, or I heard you on the radio, or I saw your article in the newspaper.
That's
or
right.
Like they use it as a way to come into the store.
Yeah.
Like you need permission.
Yeah.
Just come on in. But yeah. they want us to know how they heard about us.
Yeah.
It's great. It's for us, it's like the crowd along the race cheering you on.
Yeah.
They got your sign up in the air.
Yeah, go.
Upside down, go. Right? They're cheering, go.
Yeah.
So that gives you strength.
Right? Definitely.
And when you miss out on that by taking a shortcut, jumping on that public transit. So the cheering, the admiration, the community happen along the race.
That's right.
That's where it all happens. So if you want to build a strong business, you want to be a strong person, you got to run the race.
That's right.
There's no shortcuts. You got to run the race.
Mm-hmm.
So the starting gun has gone off, and what you have in front of you right now is the race. Now's your choice. Mm-hmm. Are you going to run the race? Are you going to put in the effort? Are you going to do the time to make your business great, to make your song the best song, to make your creation the best creation?
It could be, you even talked about relationships.
Yeah.
You know, it goes in so many spectrums.
I think about how many races you're running right now. Basically, like every day when you get up, for me, every evening when I get up, your race just started. And that's today's race.
Yeah.
Think of all of the things today that you've lived through and experienced that you didn't realize would happen today.
No.
And how that's changed you.
That's right.
Maybe changed the way you think about something.
Might have had an argument.
Maybe changed the way you think about yourself.
That's right.
Or your spouse and how great they are. Which I know you think about often.
Yeah.
Right. Your daily life and experiences help shape tomorrow's experiences.
That's right.
And you can't skip those.
No.
There's no fast track. You got to take those steps. You got to learn the lessons, take the bumps, and continue on.
And make it better tomorrow.
And make it better tomorrow.
That's right.
Just like to the next podcast, it's going to be way better than this one. Right? Because we've taken the steps.
That's
we've
right.
learned the lessons.
Yes.
We've had the crowds cheer us on.
That's right.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. And we move forward.
Yes.
So what's that quote again, Jen? You got it?
I do.
Because I think it was pretty cool.
So the bottom line, successful people consistently do what normal people refuse to do.
So be consistent this week.
That's right.
Be consistent in your day.
That's right.
That will set you apart from everybody else who are inconsistent, looking for shortcuts, not willing to put in the effort. Whatever the project, the task, the thing that's ahead of you, if you follow this quote and follow these steps, you will find that you will be better off ahead.
You'll be a better person.
And when you cross that finish line, it will mean way more to you than those who skipped and took public transit. So our big tip today, avoid public transit. Run your race.
Run your race.
Earn that finish line.
Absolutely.
And that's what we have for you.
Yep.
Till next time.
Let's keep this conversation going. This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.